Blog Talk Radio.
Embrace Today is brought to you by Whole House Ministries. Host Apree Curry will inspire listeners to embrace their today with hope and expectation, with a focus of bringing about freedom, healing, and restoration through the Word of God. John 16:33 says, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world."
Good morning and welcome to Embrace Today. I am your host, Apree Curry, and this morning we are going to continue with the series on being positioned, life in the unknown. This month we have been talking about us being in the position that the Lord has us in. However, that position, that place that the Lord has us in is an unknown place. It's a place that we have never been before, and sometimes we don't always have each and every directive that we need in that season. And this is also a season where the Lord is wanting you to listen to His voice, hear His voice, allow Him to guide you through this season. So this month we have been talking about ways that we can get through an unknown season in a way that is pleasing to God, in a way that will keep us aligned with what the Lord has for us to do, and in a way that will be inspiring to others. We also talked last week about some things that we shouldn't do when the Lord placed you in a particular position, in a particular place, that you shouldn't step outside of where He has placed you, because you're no longer covered when you step outside of what God has for you and the place that He has for you to be. And so we talked about being in a position from that standpoint. And I wanted to talk about today, we're going to be talking from Ruth chapter 2, verses 13 through 19. But I wanted to reiterate that when you are in position, that means you are in the right place at the right time with the right attitude. So it can't just be one of those. It has to be all of those, because you can't be in the right place at the right time and have the wrong attitude, because it's the same as not being there. It all has to wrap up and ball into one. And when we are in these unknown places and unknown seasons, sometimes different emotions can come in. We can sometimes feel lonely. We can sometimes just not really understand what's going on, or because we want to control everything and we can't be in control, it can be frustrating at times when we're in an unknown place and an unknown season. And sometimes it may even seem as if other people are against us, or other people are holding stuff from us, or other people are doing things to us intentionally. But sometimes it's just all in our head, because we have these different emotions that's going on due to us being in an unknown place. So this whole series, and if you want to listen, go back and listen to the archives, is helping us to get through an unknown season, an unknown place. Sometimes we are in an unknown place around people that are more educated than us, that have more skill sets than us. They have more years than us. They have more tenure. They know what's going on. They know what to do. They know the language. They know the culture. They know all of that, and sometimes that intimidates us. But if God has placed you in a particular place, you have to be in the position that the Lord has you in. We can't become intimidated by those different peoples that are more educated than us, more trained than us, have more skill set than us. We have to allow the Lord to take us through each and every step of the process. And so as we have been talking about Ruth, the thing that keeps coming to my mind when I think about Ruth is Ruth was in an unknown place. This is an unknown place. She didn't know the culture. She didn't have any friends that she grew up with. She didn't have any of her family there. She was in a whole new culture. And so if we can think about that, think about Ruth being placed in position to somewhere where no one knows her. She didn't know anyone except for her mother-in-law, but yet she was in the position that the Lord had her in, and she was humble enough to do what God wanted her to do in that season. In that season, Ruth didn't know all that God was going to do for her. She didn't know all that was going to happen through her. And we must understand that God places us in situations, and he places us in environments, and he places us among people that we know nothing about, that we don't know their culture, we don't know what they're going to do. We have to learn these different things, but we have to stay humble and go through the process and stay in the position that the Lord has us in, because we don't know all that God is going to do for us, to us, and through us. We have to understand that wherever God places us is where we need to be. We may not have all of the directions. We may not have the big overall picture, but just knowing that God has you in that place should be secure enough for you. And if he doesn't speak to you all day, every day, and tell you each and every step to take, you have to make sure that you are listening to the last thing that he said to you and staying aligned with him. And so we can look at Ruth as that example of being placed in a position, an unknown place, and living her life. She didn't just sit around complaining about being in a whole nother country. She didn't sit around being lazy, waiting on the blessings to come to her. But Ruth was going out into this country to be a blessing to someone else. She was going out to work to be able to support not only herself but her mother-in-law. It could have been her mother-in-law going out to support her because her mother-in-law was from the place. But it was Ruth going out and putting herself out there and going to be a blessing so that she can bless someone else. And so let's look at verses 13 through 19 this morning. And I really want us to begin to look at where God has us. Begin to think about some of the different things that we've been going through the past week, the past month, you know, the past couple months. What has God been doing to you? Trying to do to and through you? Has he been taking you through an unknown season, an unknown place? Have you been trying to figure things out and wondering why things aren't going the way that you thought they would go? And it's not necessarily a bad thing. It can be a good thing. But things don't always go the way that we plan or the way that we think they should go. And so we can begin to ask God questions and pull ourselves back out of the equation and not try to force things to happen. And so let's look at verse 13 this morning. It says, "May I continue to find favor in your eyes, my Lord," she said. "You have given me comfort and have spoken kindly to your servant, though I do not have the standing of one of your servant girls." So as we were talking last week, Boaz had came home and he noticed that Ruth was working in his field, and his foreman told him that Ruth had been working very hard and she only took a small break. And so this was his reply to her. He said, "May the Lord repay you for what you have done. May you be richly rewarded by the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to take refuge." He said that he found out about her and all the things that she had done for her mother-in-law. And so Ruth had already been known. She had already put herself out there. Her reputation was out there. And it wasn't because she was forcing it. It was because of her actions, because of her work, because of her humility. And so Boaz spoke these kind words to her, as we discussed last week, and her response was, "May I continue to find favor in your eyes, my Lord," she said. "You have given me comfort and have spoken kindly to your servant, though I do not have the standing of one of your servant girls." And so in order for us to live life in the unknown, we have to remember who we are. Ruth acknowledged that she was not one of Boaz's servant girls. She was in the field gleaning. She was getting the leftovers. She wasn't able to just go pick up stalks as the harvesters were able to pick up. But she acknowledged that she had found favor in his eyes, and she acknowledged that she did not have the standing as one of his servant girls. Sometimes when we get into our position and we believe that, and God is, I'm not going to say we believe, when God begins to work in our lives and move in our lives, that he begins to position us, sometimes we can get an attitude as if we deserve everything that we get and we feel like we are above everybody else and God is elevating us and he's pushing us forward. And sometimes we even begin to look down on other people. But we have to acknowledge who we are. We have to acknowledge that God does not have to do what he is doing in our life, but he chose to do it. And when we are allowing God to do what he is doing in our lives, we have to have that humble attitude and acknowledge that, "God, I know I don't deserve it, but because you are saying I can have it, I humbly submit myself to you, and I thank you for everything that you are doing to me, for me and through me, God. I acknowledge that I do not deserve it. I acknowledge that I have not always been faithful. I acknowledge, God, that you did not have to choose me, but you chose me to be your vessel, to do your work. And I want to stay in the position that you have me to stay in. I want to be able to live my life in this unknown season, acknowledging, God, that you did not have to do it. And so Ruth, she acknowledged that Boaz did not have to let her in his field. He did not have to let her speak. He did not have to speak kind words to her. He did not have to allow her to be in that position. But because of her reputation, because he had heard what she had done for her mother-in-law, because he had heard that she had blessed her, he in return was blessing her. He said that she had took cover under the Lord's wing. So Boaz knew God is favoring you. And so God may be using people to show you favor, but it's God that's favoring you, and he's using those other people, and those other people will be able to see the God that's in you. They will be able to see your humble heart. They will be able to see the work that you are going to do, but you have to get to a point to where you are acknowledging who you are. You don't deserve it, but they're doing it for you. And so we have to stay submissive to what God is doing and stay in the position that he has us in, and we have to make sure that we are staying humble. We have no room for pride. We cannot allow pride to come in no way, shape, or form. When God begins to bless us, when God begins to provide us with the provision that we need, and he begins to provide us with the protection that we need, and we will always have that as long as we are in the place that he has us. So when he is providing those things to us, we have to acknowledge that it is only by his grace that we have that stuff. It is only by his mercy that he is providing for us, that he is giving us people that will be able to assist us along our journey, that he is being able to lead and guide us, and that he is leading and guiding us in this unknown season. But we have to get to the place to where we are acknowledging that it is nothing about who we are, all about who he is. And when we remember who we are, we'll acknowledge that it has to be through him. There is nothing that we can do to earn what God is doing in our lives. It is all about him. And so we can't get to the place to where we are thinking we are high and mighty, and we are thinking that others are beneath us, and we are thinking that we are above everybody. But we have to get to the place that we are acknowledging, such as Ruth acknowledged. She said, "You have given me comfort and have spoken kindly to your servant." So she acknowledged that she was a servant. His words comforted her. And she said, "Though I do not have the standing of one of your servant girls." So although she was a servant, she wasn't one of his servant girls. And so being a servant, she didn't have that protection that Boaz's servant girls had, because her husband and her father-in-law had died. So she didn't have that protection. And so it's different from being a servant, and rather it's different than being just a servant than Boaz's servant girls, because Boaz's servant girls were protected. And since she found favor in his eyes and in that field, she found that protection, but she acknowledged that she was not one of his. He did not have to do it, but he did. And so, God, he is providing us with the protection that we need. He is providing us with the provision that we need. He is providing us with the direction and the comfort. He is providing us with the kind words, and he is providing us with people that will assist us on the way. But we have to acknowledge that he does not have to do it. It is not by anything that we have done. He has placed us in this position because he feels like he has something for us to do. He has a work for us to do, and he chose us. And so since he has chosen us, we have to make sure that we are staying aligned and doing the work that he has for us to do. We have to acknowledge, God, that this is all about you. It is not about me. You have placed me here. I am doing this for your glory. You have blessed me. Now I want to go out and be a blessing. And so we have to remember who we are. It is not about us, but it is all about him. We are his children. And so we have to live this life and stay in the position that he has us to stay in. And this is not just for this season. This is for every season. When God places you somewhere, you have to make sure that you have, number one, you are in the right place at the right time with the right attitude. Ruth had the right attitude. A lot of our attitudes are messing us up from getting the full provision that God has for us. The attitude will mess us up every time. But if we remember who we are, If we remember that God does not have to do it, if we remember that we are not walking in our own power, in our own strength, then our attitude will always be right, because we'll acknowledge that it is only by God's grace, it is only by his mercy, and it is only by his power that we are able to do what he has called for us to do, that we are able to stay where he has called for us to stay. And sometimes we get it twisted because we're in the right place, but we're not doing the work because it's not going the way that we want it to go. When God places us in a position, you have to do the work that he has called you to do the way that he has called you to do it. You can't make up what you want to do, and if it's not going the way that you want it to go, and it's not working out every way, every which way that you want it to do, and every time you want it to go your way, and so you begin to back up and you don't go all in for what you are supposed to be doing in this particular position, that's the wrong attitude. You have to do the work God called you to do wherever you are. You can't pick and choose where you're going to do the work. Remember, this is not about you. This is all about him. And so when he places you somewhere, you can't pick and choose who God places in your life for you to bless. You can't do that. You can't pick and choose who God removes from your life. You have to do what God has for you to do. You cannot make your own directions. You cannot make your own decisions. You have to make sure you are saying you are fully aligned and doing God's will, and you have to make sure you're doing it. You can't just say it. You have to do it. It will not happen if you do not acknowledge who you are. Some of us try to play God in our own life and make our own decisions and do what we want to do and pick and choose how we want to do it and who we want to do it with. But when you are in position and you are living life in the unknown, you are doing it exactly the way that the Lord has for you to do it. And so in order for us to live life in the unknown, we have to remember who we are. But let's look at verse 14. It says, at mealtime, Boaz said to her, come over here, have some bread and dip it in the wine vinegar. When she sat down with the harvesters, he offered her some roasted grain. She ate all she wanted and had some left over. So when we are living life in the unknown, we have to remember who we are, but we also have to wait to be invited. She didn't just throw herself at the table with them. She didn't just throw herself over there with the roasted grain and to dip her bread in the wine vinegar, but he invited her. We have to have that humble position and wait until it is our time to be seated at the table. We have to wait until it's our time to be pulled in. She had been working all day, and she just stopped and got water for a little while. But when Boaz came, he invited her into the table and offered her more food. And so when we are humbly working and doing the work that God has for us to do, when we are in that position, we will be invited to next levels. We will be invited to the next level. We will have more things unveiled and uncovered to us. But it's not until we are doing what the Lord has called for us to do in the first place. If we don't have that humble heart and we're not working like the Lord has for us to work, we are not going to move forward. And so he invited her to the table. Her reputation had her known, and so her reputation had her known, which caused him to speak kind words to her and invite him to work in his field. But now he has invited her to the table. He has invited her to the table, and he has offered her more food, so much so that she had leftover food. And when we are doing what God wants us to do, he will continually invite us to be in his presence, and he will continue to pour more and more into us, so much so that we will have leftover that will be able to overflow into the people that God has placed around us. We will be able to bless those people that God has set up for us to be a blessing to. We will be able to be the person that God has for us to be in this season, in this position that he has placed us in, when we are doing what he wants us to do. But we have to wait to be invited. We cannot invite ourselves to the table. We cannot let our friends invite us to the table. We cannot let our family invite us to the table. We have to wait until the Lord is inviting us to that table to take that step forward, to do that next level. We can't let our emotions take us to the table, but we have to wait until the Lord is calling us, come to us, come to me, and take some of this and have some of this. I have this for you. I have set this aside specifically for you. And because you have been doing the work that I have called you to do, because you have been in position, I am blessing you to be able to take more. And when I say more, it's not just for you. It's going to be for you to be able to bless others. So will you stay in position and wait for me to invite you to the table, invite you to receive more so that you can get the blessing that I have for you so that you can bless someone else? And so we have to wait to be invited. We can't invite ourselves. And so verses 15 and 16 said, as she got up to graze, Boaz gave orders to his men, even if she gathers among the sheaves, don't embarrass her. Rather, pull out some stalks for her from the bundles and leave them for her to pick up, and don't rebuke her. So in order for us to live life in the unknown, we have to remember who we are. We have to wait to be invited, but we also have to be ready to have to receive a blessing. Some of us aren't in a position to receive a blessing because we're too busy complaining about things. But when the Lord invites us to the table, he invited her to the table, and then he gave her more, so much so that she had left over. That was at the table for her to eat at that point in time. But then she was going back out to the field to glean, to gather some more of the barley so that she can have some more, the original work that she was called to do. So she is doing the original work. She is gleaning from the original work, yet she has also received something that she didn't even know that she was going to receive. And so when we are doing the original work that God has for us to do, then the other blessings will automatically. So when he told her, let her get stalks, leave stalks for her, she wasn't just getting the leftovers off the ground. Now she was able to get some of the stuff that the harvesters had. And so we have to be ready to receive a blessing. When we are not in the right position at the right time with the right attitude, we will not be ready to receive a blessing. The blessing will be in our face, and we will not recognize that it's there because we are not ready to receive. But when you are ready to receive a blessing, you are not caught off guard and taken sideways by the previous blessing that you have received, but you embrace that blessing and you went back to doing the work that God has called you to do. Don't start receiving blessings from God and quit. You have to keep doing the work that he has called for you to do. You have to stay in the position that he has you in. You have to move forward and doing the work that you originally started off doing before you got the first blessing. God has you in this position for a particular reason, and you have to continue doing the work that he has called for you to do. He has blessed you and will continue to bless you. He will bless you to bless others. Make sure you are blessing those others and not keeping it all for yourself. But then you have to continually remember the original work that you were called to do, the original work that you signed up for, the original work. Don't quit the original work that the Lord has called for you to do. He has called her to, she was called to go into the field and glean the leftovers. She was getting food to go back to take to her mother-in-law to provide for them. So this was not just about Ruth. This was about her and her mother-in-law. Ruth had sense. Ruth had wisdom. And when we get to the point to where we acknowledge this is not just about us, when we will get out of our feelings and stop saying everybody is trying to use, misuse, and abuse us, when we get to the point where we are doing the work that God has called for us to do, we won't have much time to pay attention to all of the negative stuff that's going on around us. But we are so focused on the negative stuff that we are missing the blessing that God has set right in our face. And so we have to get to the point to where we are acknowledging who we are. I am God's child. I am in the position to do his work, so I need to focus on him so that I can do the work that he has called for me to do, so that I can be ready to receive a blessing, so that I can see when he is inviting me to come closer, so that I can see when he has blessed me to bless others, and so that I can be in the right field. Verse 19 says, she came back with so much that verse 19 said, her mother-in-law asked her, where did you glean today? Where did you work? Blessed be the man who took notice of you. So in order for us to live life in the unknown, we have to remember who we are. We have to wait to be invited. We have to be ready for a blessing, but we also have to be in the right field. If Ruth was in the wrong field, she would not have received all that she had received that day. She would not have received those kind words from Boaz. She would not have been invited to the table. She would not have been able to receive that blessing of receiving not just the gleaning part, but she was also able to receive stalks. If she had not been in the right field, she would not have received the favor that was on her life at that point in time. sometimes we are not in the right field, and so we cannot get the full blessing that God has for us. Our emotions are taking us out of the field that the Lord has us in, and so we are not acknowledging who we are when we step outside of the right field. We are not being invited to the table because we are in the wrong field, and we're not ready for a blessing because we are in the wrong field. And so when we get aligned with God and doing what He has for us to do, when we are in the position that God has us in, and when we are in the right place at the right time with the right attitude, we'll acknowledge who we are. We'll acknowledge when the Lord is inviting us to the table. We'll be ready for that blessing that the Lord has for us to be able to bless other people. But then we'll also acknowledge that the field that we are in is the field that the Lord has placed us in. And so it doesn't matter what's going on around us. It doesn't matter who I know. It doesn't matter that I don't know the culture. It doesn't matter that I don't have all the skill sets. It doesn't matter that I don't have the education. It doesn't matter that my family isn't here. It doesn't matter that my friends isn't here. What matters is God has placed me in this field, and I am doing the work that He has called for me to do the way that He has called for me to do it. I acknowledge that I am not worthy of what God has called me to do, but yet He has called me, and so I am going to work like no other. I am going to work as if I am working for Him. I am going to work not like I'm working for myself, not like I'm working for my employer, not like I'm working for my pastor, not like I'm working for my husband, not like I'm working for my friends, not like I'm working for my mentor, but like I am working for Jesus Christ. I am doing the work that He has called for me to do. And so there will be nothing that will be able to take me out of the field that God has called for me to be in. There will be nothing that can take me out of the field that the Lord has placed me in. I need to be so aligned in His word and so aligned with Him in prayer and Him speaking to me that I know where I am and I am confident in the place that God has set me. When those negative thoughts come in my mind, or when I begin to have those emotions that try to take me sideways, I can remember what the Lord has spoken to me, and I know that I am in the place that He has set me. And so we have to acknowledge that although this is an unknown place, it is an unknown season. This is the right place, and it is the right time. So I need to make sure that I have the right attitude and remember who I am, and so I can wait to be invited to the table, and so I can be ready for a blessing as I am in the field that the Lord has called for me to be in. And so we have to remember, God has placed us here. This is not anything that we have done, but we have to remember who we are. Remember, we don't deserve this. God didn't have to choose us, but He did. He chose us. And so we have to make sure that we are doing the work wherever He has placed us. Remember, Ruth knew no one but her mother-in-law, and she was not with her in the field. Sometimes you may have to be in the field with a lot of unknown people. People that you don't really know, people that you don't really understand, people that don't look like you, people that don't sound like you. But when God places you, you must do the work. It's not optional. We have to stay focused on what God has called us to do. And if you are not in the right field right now, if you are not in the right field, get there. Some of us our emotions has caused us to linger out of the right field. Get back to where you're supposed to be. Let that pride go, humble yourself, and get back to where you are supposed to be. The field that we are in, some of us are in a field that the Lord has been called us out of. He's been calling you out of that field. It's time for you to move on to the next field. But fear is causing you to stay in this comfortable field. Get with God. Get with God. Get with God. But those of us that are in the right field and you know that's your field, and you are allowing your emotions and your comfort and all of that to begin to take control, get with God. Stay in prayer. But stay in the position that He has you in, because you will not have the provision, the protection that you need in the wrong field. Stay in the right field. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for this day, God. I thank you for your word, that you continue to encourage us, Lord, that you continue to equip us, that you continue to exhort us, Lord, you continue to correct us, God. We thank you for your word that continues to remind us who you are, oh God. Your word continues to remind us who we are, God. And we just thank you, God, for choosing us, Lord, to do your work, God. We ask that you forgive us, Lord, for trying to figure things out on our own, Lord, and being distracted and deterred to the right, Lord, and to the left, Lord. But I help us to stay focused on the path that you have for us to go on, Lord. I pray, God, for each and every listener, Lord, that you will give us your strength, courage, and boldness, Lord, to go throughout this day, Lord, to be a blessing to someone else, Lord. Help us to acknowledge, Lord, when it is our time, when our time is up in the field that we are in, Lord. And if we are in the wrong field, Lord, lead us back to the field that you have for us to be in, Lord. I pray that you continue to be with us, Lord. Continue to lead us and guide us, Lord. And I pray, God, that as you continue to invite us to your table, Lord, that we are continually hearing your voice and knowing that it is you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to Embrace Today. You can further connect with Whole House Ministries by viewing our website at www.wholehouseministries.org, liking Whole House Ministries on Facebook, and following @ApriCurry on Twitter. Be blessed and embrace your today.